This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. On any given day, there is probably a film or TV crew working somewhere in Georgia, but what are they working on? Let's go on set in Georgia.
Here we go. Movie!
Made in Georgia!
We make films.
Movies?
Let's go to the movies!
Let's go see the stars!
That is your theme music. Jennifer Brett writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Jennifer, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to see you as always. Let's start with a movie that is going to make a certain number of people, fans of this series, very, very happy.
It ain't ever about the money. It's not about the money.
So, yes, there is a third. Who knew you could turn a cappella singing competitions
right?
into a
I
series?
Mean.
But there is a third movie coming.
Pitch Perfect 3 coming our way, and it has been filming right here in Metro Atlanta. I've seen a couple of star sightings. Rebel Wilson has been making quite the scene during her time here in Atlanta. She showed up at STK and celebrated a birthday at the Painted Pen.
Oh, that's nice. And this one, when is this one going to be done and in movie theaters?
Looking for a release next year. And this one is going to feature not only a lot of singing, but dancing, too. I've seen some social media posts where the girls are really putting their all into this when they're doing a lot of choreography. And so they've really jumped on this with both feet. I wouldn't be surprised to see this be a huge hit. Of course, everybody loves Pitch Perfect, not only for its plot, but also its songs, and so I'm looking forward to this one.
And I feel like that's kind of a feather in Atlanta's cap, because it could literally be filmed anywhere. So.
You know, a lot of the scenes for this one, as you know, Pitch Perfect 2, they travel around the world. This one apparently is no different. And so some of the scenes that were filmed right here in Georgia take place in Paris, actually. So, you know, we so fancy.
All right, let's move on to the superheroes coming back to Atlanta. We first saw the Black Panther in 2016's Captain America Civil War.
The Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations, a mantle passed from warrior to warrior.
That is actor Chadwick Boseman. He plays the Black Panther. There's now the standalone film, which I am extremely excited for, coming out. It just finished.
They're wrapping up now. They have been headquartered out of the Screen Gems EUE studios. Chadwick Boseman, by the way, has been in Atlanta before. He starred as Jackie Robinson in 42. He played James Brown in Get On Up, which was not filmed in Georgia, but set largely here. The Avengers come back this summer for Avengers Infinity War, and then Avengers whatever the next one is called. So it's going to be, they're going to film concurrently. The combined budget of these two projects, which are going to be headquartered at Pinewood, is $1 billion.
Holy cow.
So yes, we're going to see lots of Marvel stars this summer. And just if you want to get out your little sketch pad and figure out where you want to hang out to see some stars, in the past, Robert Downey Jr. has been spotted at Buckhead Diner and also the Costa Coffee up in the Buckhead Atlanta shopping district. Chris Evans and Scarlett Johansson have run by STK. Chris Evans also stopped by Chop's Lobster Bar once, made it rain by tricking out a little dollar bill and making George Washington look like Captain America. So that is dedication to the cause right there. Anthony Mackie, who plays Falcon, is a big fan of Mary Mac's Tea Room. So you might want to stock out those places this summer. Maybe you'll see a Marvel star.
Okay. Now, I don't think anybody wants to be on the road for this filming, but the 8th film in the Fast and Furious franchise comes... I just want to stop for just a moment. The 8th film in this franchise.
Ugh, I don't know. French fries seems kind of appropriate.
It was filmed in Atlanta. The trailer gets your heart racing.
There's thousands of cars in this city, and now they're all mine.
Now I know what it feels like to be every cop ever chasing us. Wait. Ah!
Oh, damn.
This is the 8th movie that's just basically 2 hours of car chases.
Yeah.
Thank goodness they filmed it before the bridge collapsed, right?
Well, you know what I was thinking the other day when we were watching all that unfold? I thought somebody is out there with a camera right now getting footage of this highway burning and collapsing, because you have to
figure... number 9.
I mean, you have to figure that could be handy down the road for somebody. Anyway, moving forward. Yes, Fast and Furious 8. This is called Fate of the Furious. It filmed not only in Atlanta, but in Havana, which was really interesting. You know, Havana
right,
newly
Havana, Cuba,
opened
yeah.
in... normalized. So looking forward to seeing all the guys race around the streets of Old Havana.
And women.
Maybe. Yeah, and those old cars. But looking forward to this one. Comes out April 14th. It's not set in Atlanta, obviously, but a number of the films have actually shot here. The Fast and Furious 5 and 6 and 7 shot partially in Atlanta. So they just love us down here.
All right, so there's a new TV series coming to the Discovery Channel, and it is filming in Atlanta. It is called Manifesto, and it's about the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski. Here is actually a real 1996 news story about Kaczynski's capture.
Kaczynski's history appears to mirror some aspects of the Unabomber, whose 16 bombings began in the Chicago area, continued in Salt Lake City, and have since 1987 emanated from the San Francisco Bay Area. The Unabomber's devices have killed three since 1978.
So why, any idea why this one's being filmed in Atlanta?
Probably for the same reason a lot of stuff films in Atlanta, because it's inexpensive. Producers can realize a nice hefty tax credit by filming a movie here, which is why, you know, Pitch Perfect 3, they set their movies in France, but they filmed here in Atlanta. Anyway, this is a Discovery Channel series about the Unabomber. Back in the day, Ted Kaczynski obviously had the nation gripped in fear.
By Paul Bettany, in the TV series, and Jane Lynch, an audience favorite.
Yes, she's going to play Janet Reno, the Attorney General at the time. This movie, I can share with you a little bit of insight, because they filmed with us one day. There's obviously newspapers played a role in this ongoing narrative that the Unabomber.
Do you appear in this TV series?
I can't talk about it, you know, because my people haven't gotten in touch with their people yet. But anyway, they did film a scene at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's press room in Gwinnett County, because there's a key scene that takes place at a different newspaper. And so they needed that, you know, kind of reel of the papers coming off the press. Because if you recall, Kaczynski actually sent his manifesto, hence the name, to the New York Times and said he would quit his bombing campaign if, you know, the New York Times and Washington Post would agree to run his, I think it was like 35,000 word, you know, rambling manifesto about why he was carrying out this this reign of terror. Anyway, so they filmed with us for a little bit. I wasn't allowed to film them filming, but they let me watch. And so it was kind of surreal sitting in the newsroom and watching Chris Noth, who plays one of the investigators, you know, rehearse a scene right there in our conference room.
Chris Noth, who played Mr. Big on the Sex and the City movies.
I was like,
and
oh, has been on there.
Okay, so let's move on to another person who's been cited a lot around Metro Atlanta, and there is a reason for that. A lot of people remember Alyssa Milano from her days as a child, actually, as Tony Danza's daughter on the series Who's the Boss?
What kind of chicken farm is this?
I don't like you talking that way to Mrs. Bauer, either.
I can't help it, Dad. She's starting to bug me. Walk away. Get control. Just remove yourself from the problem. I'll just snap open my little Mary Poppins umbrella and fly off to Goody Goody Land.
Okay, so the reason she has been seen so much is because she and her co-star in this new TV show she's doing are giving people rides to vote.
Yes, Alyssa Milano and Christopher Gorham are in town for a new CW series called Insatiable. They've also jumped into politics in a big way. As you know, the 6th Congressional District seat is vacant now that Tom Price is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. It has attracted 18 candidates. It's a very crowded race. And Alyssa and Christopher have gotten on board the John Ossoff campaign. He is a Democrat political newcomer, 30 years old, a former intern for Representative John Lewis, and a documentary filmmaker. So he is a relative, not anymore, political newcomer to this race. Karen Handel, a former Secretary of State and past Senate and gubernatorial candidate, has taken aim at what she calls the, you know, Hollywood elite jumping on board into this congressional district campaign. So, yes, Alyssa and Chris have been picking people up, driving them to the polls during early voting. The actual contest is April 18th. So, I don't know. We've got all the other stars in town. Maybe they can start giving people to the polls on the behalf of, you know, who knows how many candidates.
Any of the other 18 people that are doing it. But this TV show that they're filming, that is filming currently in Atlanta, which is why they're here. What is that about?
You know, I don't know a lot about this. This is a pilot. And so it's kind of coming together. That happens a lot. You know, these different pilots will come together. Sometimes they get off the ground and sometimes they don't. But for sure, I feel like their off-screen activity has been almost as exciting as some of the projects that might be rolling.
Yeah. Okay. So last, in the minute that we have left, let's talk about the very last thing, which is an adaptation of the book series Darkest Mind. Author Alexandra Bracken was asked about turning her story into a movie. And here's what she said about casting.
All of the original people that I had thought of years and years ago when I was writing the book, they've kind of like aged out of the parts a little bit. I also don't like love like planting an idea of what the character looks like in readers' heads. I think the actors who hopefully will get the parts will like nail the character's spirit.
In 30 seconds, can you tell us something about this?
Mandy Moore and Amanda Stenberg star in this movie. It's about this kind of apocalyptic dystopian war where, you know, kids are pitted against each other. Once again, you know, Hunger Games, Fifth Element, and the Divergent series all filmed here. So Atlanta is just home to these, you know, sort of apocalyptic
dystopian
teen thrillers.
That is Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporter Jennifer Brett. She writes for the AJC's Atlanta Buzz blog. Thank you.
See you soon.